What's up, y'all? I threw my back out, but we gonna get through it. Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, depending on where you are in the world. And welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotepistanis.
Hotep.
I was wondering why it sounded funny. What's happening, y'all? Yeah, Renee, it's setting in. I threw my back out. Pause, no ditty. I spent a good amount of time this morning in child pose trying to stretch my back out. Pause, no ditty. I'm going to try and make it through the day and, you know, take a few phone calls. I'm probably not going to stay as long as usual just to give myself some time to rest. But my back is in flames. When I tell you, I was sitting here working earlier at the desk, and then like right around 11 o'clock, the flame just shot up my back. Pause. And yeah, here we are. Montoya, what's up, love? Justine Ellison into his house. Hotep Yatu Sabes, Jabaria Judah, Sauce the Prophet, DJ Protocol. What up, Lauren? Renee Vogel in the house. Renee, we got a debate coming up next week. I'm going to need you to cook up something. We got Jagdeep Sidhu of Syscoin versus Justin Bonds, and they're going to argue over proof of work and proof of stake. I need you to cook up a nice little design flyer for me, please, if you can. Please, please, please. Casual Cam said, gang, gang, gang. What up, man? If you guys have not already, go follow Super Dap AI. Super Dap AI over on the tweeters. In fact, let's go ahead and take a look at what's happening on the tweeters. Since we're talking about it, we have some interesting developments coming out of X before we get into the featured conversation of today. Let's pull this up really fast. Whew. Oh, man. No, that's not it. Here we go. Breaking, says Alex Finn. Breaking, says Alex Finn, way more mind-blowing details about X payments announced. So I guess they have some sort of X payments updates, features coming. And it says here, make sure you guys can see this on the screen. Well and good. All right, there we go. Excuse me. It says here, as I organize my screens, X will basically become your bank account. What? This started out bad already. This started out bad already. You know, how do people not see Elon is Skynet? This is Skynet. This is the beginning of the end, and people are celebrating it. They're like, yay. And I'm like, bro, are we serious? Is this how the Terminator movie starts, where the Terminator bot is, you know, being created and people are celebrating it? Is this what's going on? So this whole X will basically become your bank account. essentially, he wants to make this like China's app WeChat. And that's pretty much what's going on here. Completely replaces services like Venmo. Oh, God. So he wants to replace Venmo. What is that? I like Venmo. Connects to my bank account, my real one, not my social media one. Like, what happens if you say something wrong? Then what happens to your account then? You know, like, what if you're one of these Colombian students that are pro-Palestine? What happens to your ex account in that case? You know? Completely replaces services like Venmo. Okay. Store your money and earn interest. So there's going to be some staking here. I got a feeling maybe he's going to be releasing his own coin. Is that what's happening here? It sounds like a coin. Sounds like a coin here. Sounds like a Elon meme coin or some shit. Tip other creators. Buy products from vendors and creators. Use X payments in physical stores. X payments in physical stores. This guy adds here. He says, you should never have to take your money on X. Okay, so I guess when X pays you, it goes through Stripe and then to your bank account or wherever, however that works. And they're basically saying, keep your money on X and then you can spend it wherever, right? There's no other social platform that will have this type of functionality. This will absolutely explode the creator economy. I feel like these people just... What's the politically correct way to say this? You know, I'm trying to say, how do white people say rotten dick? Pause, no ditty. You know, in the black community, you say he's rotten, he's hanging from Elon's nuts. How do you say that in a politically correct way? What's the white people way to say you're hanging on to Elon's nuts and he can do no wrong? How do white people say that? I need some help here. Anybody know? Waiting for the chat to help me out here before I continue. This is something I need to add to my vocabulary. Brown nosing. There you go. Brown nosing. That's what it is. That's the term I was looking for. Brown nosing. That just doesn't encapsulate dick rot. Like, dick rotting is really to the point, right? Brown nosing seems just, it doesn't quite have the same effect. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. You know? It just doesn't have the same effect. All right, brown nosing. So these people are brown nosing. You know what brown nosing sounds like? It sounds like you took your nose and shoved it up somebody's ass and that's why it's brown now. Is that what that means? Is that what brown nosing means? Like you've got your head so far up somebody else's ass that you've got shit on the tip of your nose? Is that what that means? Okay. Lauren said, pause this whole chat. It done got wild in the chat. There's no other social platform that will have this type of functionality. Who said we wanted this? This will absolutely explode the creator economy. How? Why? Why? Who asked for this? Who asked for this? I don't remember anybody asking for this. Creators will have more ways than ever to monetize. Yo, we just want the videos to work on the app, you know? Like, nobody cares about all this extra shit, bro. I'm like, nobody asked for this. Riding his coattail. Yeah, riding his coattail. There you go. That's a little bit better than brown nosing. Although brown nosing sounds like you smelling his shit. 2024 is the year of X. There is no platform more exciting to be on. Yeah, he's riding Elon's coattail. He's riding Elon's coattail. This is classic brown nosing. You know? These people make me sick. I get it, though. It's all a game of power. You know, you sniff somebody's nuts long enough, and you brown nose and you coattail ride long enough till somebody wants to sniff your ass. I guess it's kind of weird. Anyway, so I guess this comes off of the heels of the announcement that X has now received a money transmitter license for payment services in 25 U.S. states. Remember I told telling you guys about this? Somebody asked me, you know, what goes into, operating with crypto, et cetera. One of those things you're going to need is a money transmitter license. It's one of those things. And as you can see, you got to go state by state, which makes it really annoying. You can't just file one for the federal government. So you have to get a money transmitter license in each state. Looks like California is not on here next. It's not on here yet. Maybe they're next. I don't see New York on here. Is Florida on here? I don't see Florida. What's another? Is Texas on here? No Texas. What's another major market? California, Texas, Florida, New York. Illinois is not on here. So none of the major markets so far. Oh, no, Florida's there. I'm sorry. Florida's right there. Georgia's on here. Yeah. All right. So Elon's on his way to becoming the czar of payments, as if he wasn't that already with his PayPal endeavor. All right. Let's go on to the next story. This one's kind of funny. Let's have a little laugh here before we get into our story of the day. People have gone crazy with the AI. Here we have AI with Dr. Umar and Jason Whitlock. Dr. Umar and Jason Whitlock. Let's take a listen.
Jason, thank you for having me on the show, my brother. My name is Dr. Umar Ufatunde Mutombo, and I'm here to tell you about LeBron James. I believe that he has a black wife, has black children, but the thing about it is I can still consider him a coon because he works for a white woman. If he was about being about his business, I would say that he would leave the Lakers right now in the middle of the playoffs and go work for a black owner. And if you don't have any black owners in the NBA, then you should quit and become broke. That's exactly what you should do. Trust me on this. This is going to be a great, epic thing if LeBron James leaves the NBA and leave the white man high and dry.
All right.
That's interesting.
Here go Jason Whitlock.
Because the simple fact, his ass was lucky that he hit the genetic lottery. And he grew to 6'9", 270 pounds with like 5% body fat. Because if he was big as me, his ass wouldn't be making the money he make. And he'd be sitting here talking shit about most black people on TV and the people that made more money than me. But you know what, Dr. Umar? I'm with you. He is a coon.
Okay, so I don't think this is AI. I think this is an impression. Somebody doing impressions. The Umar one was fairly decent. But the Whitlock one, that shit is on point.
Hotep.
That shit is on point. Especially the, you know, Jason Whitlock does that sound that fat people make. Because, you know, they have a hard time breathing. Yeah, out of breath. I want to play it again. That shit's hilarious.
Jason, thank you for having me on the show, my brother. That's interesting, Umar. I think LeBron is a coon because the simple fact, his ass was lucky that he hit the genetic lottery. And he grew to 6'9", 270 pounds with like 5% body fat. Because if he was big as me, his ass wouldn't be making the money he make. And he'd be sitting here talking shit about most black people on TV and the people that made more money than me. But you know what, Dr. Umar? I'm with you. He is a coon. My name is Dr. Umar Ufatunde Mutombo, and I'm here to tell you about Jason, thank you for having me on the show, my brother. My name is Dr. Umar Ufatunde Mutombo, and I'm LeBron James.
Mutombo. Ufatunde Mutombo. That part was funny. That part was funny. That was great. The trachea is collapsing under all that weight. Come on, Lauren. That was a really good impression. We had to get that little laughter in there. The internet is a wild, wild place. Just endless, endless entertainment. I see why people just scroll all day, because it's just endless entertainment. Where should we go next? I think I want to go into the hip hop beef. Yeah, let's dive into the hip hop beef, and then we'll cover. We got some situations going on with Palestine and Israel at Columbia. We got Jeremy Boren losing his mind. Actually, let's stay in the funny lane, since Elon's app decided to bring the bookmarks back, right? Like, Elon, you want to do all this extra shit, your bookmarks don't even work, bruh. Let's stay in the funny lane. Let's pull this up on your screen. Why is it moving this after it's locked? This is odd. Elon's Twitter is just weird. Congratulations, Hotep Jesus. It's a big day for you. Hashtag reparations. This comes out of the AOC Solana project. Meme coins are still memeing. Let's take a look.
Welcome to Reparations 2024. I'm your host, AOC. Now, who's ready to save the oppressed? So who's going to be the lucky winner today? I'm so excited. Hotep Jesus! Well, Hotep, it's your lucky day. The AOC squad is here to make you a millionaire. Feast your eyes on 1 million anti-capitalist solidarity credits. Use them to buy gender-affirming, tuck-friendly underwear from approved communes. So, Hotep, from the bottom of my heart, you are welcome. It's my pleasure saving you. And remember, vote for AOC. I'll save you, too. Because you're my number one nit.
Yo, the AOC project is my fave. That was too good. They're really creative over there. Really creative, snarky. Shout out to the Meme Coin gang. I got a position in on the AOC stuff. I've made money on the AOC coin, but I got a nice long position pause. He says 42 seconds, huh? Gematria. Oh, here go Jay Pylon. Uh-oh. Oh man. I love this one. This one was a little collaboration between us, myself and the AOC team. A little collaboration. You know, this is what happens when you mix politics with crypto. So when you mix politics with crypto, basically what you get is something called Politify. Okay, so if I go in here and I type in Politify, it's basically politics and finance. We've basically taken all the bullshit that happens in politics and commodified it, I guess, turned it into something that people can trade. And I think that's absolutely genius. So shout out to everybody in the Politify community. If you're not in Politify, you're just a boomer, you know, you're just missing out on a wave right now. And if you want to take advantage of that wave, join our Telegram, link in the description box below. Get in there so you can get ahead of the trend or trends, because I'm keeping my eye glued. I got people all up in crypto Twitter feeding me the 411, plus I'm looking out. So if you want that inside track, make sure you join the Telegram. Throwing plays in there. Play of the day, obviously, is going to be AOC coin. After that video, it's obviously play of the day. So that's $AOC. If you want the contract address or the CA, join the Telegram. I'll drop it in there just to make sure you don't buy the wrong coin. All right, let's go back. Let's go back. What else we got in here in the grift bag? Since we're in the mood of comedy and politics, let's pull up this ad. The Democrats are running a real shitty ad Let's take a look at this, and you guys tell me what the hell is going on, and if you think this will actually work. It's Gavin Newsom, by the way.
We're almost there. You're gonna make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm gonna need you to step out of the vehicle. Take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Bro. Yo. First of all, I got to give them an A+ on the ad. It's so ridiculous. It's probably going to work. So I got to give them an A+ on the ad. Going to have to give them an A+ on being a complete total communist shill, because only communists would use this type of advertising to fearmonger their audience into voting. This is just pure commie propaganda. They're gonna pull you over and make you take a pregnancy test. Like, come on bro, like you got a warrant. Oh, we have a potential fleer going to get an abortion, and the cops are gonna follow you. Like, none of this shit is realistic, you know. At first when I heard the here.
We're almost there. You're gonna make it.
See, I got a little PTSD when I heard that police noise. You know, I got a little PTSD, but I'm like, these are two white women. They should be able to just walk away from this traffic stop, no problem. You know, it would have made more sense if they had Tyrone in the back seat. See, if Tyrone and Jamal was in the back seat, this traffic stop would have made way more sense. But since there's no black men, straight black men in the car, this it falls flat. But this is the ridiculousness coming out of our politics. Like, our country is an absolute joke, bro. You know, this video is, it's meme coin levels of ridiculous. And you watching it, somebody told you this is a meme coin, you'd be like, y'all want to buy in. This is great meme coinage. I think the meme coins are only going to get better, too. I think the production is just going to keep going up and up and up. But yeah, that commercial is just hella funny. Absolutely, Felix. That commercial is hella funny. Speaking of hella funny, we got some more ridiculousness. Here go Hotep T-Rex's people. Hotep T-Rex has the... he's got the platinum membership over at Daily Wire. It's the highest membership you can have. I believe he's donated a kidney to be a part of the Daily Wire family. So we're going to pick on him. Here we have a guy by the name of Jeremy Bourne, I guess is co-founder of the Daily Wire. And here he says, people who deny the moon landing or suggest America is evil for its use of atomic weapons against Imperial Japan, or who say that George Bush was behind 9/11, actually hate this country. People actually pay for this. People actually, like, subscribe to his company. This is amazing. I feel bad for his viewers. I feel really bad for anybody who's a part of the Daily Wire. I really do. You know, it's like they're just feeding you communist gunk, right? Like, straight out the communist gulag mess hall is this porridge of slop that they call food, intellectual food. It's just communist slop. And that's what this is. This is communist slop. Right? And you dare be critical of the nation. And if you are critical of said nation, said government, well, guess what? You must hate your country. Some Stalin-esque shit here. Yeah, exactly. How dare you ask questions? How dare you criticize? You're not allowed to ask questions. You're not allowed to criticize. So everybody knows we got a new term for this. Thank you, Lindsay. It's called Red Woke. These guys are now the Red Woke.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
So shout out to the Red Woke, Jeremy, and all the Red Wokes that follow him. But this ain't it. This ain't the way, Jeremy. You know, you got to come on over here to the Griff Report. Come on over to Hotep's Been Told You. And Get your mind right, bro. Get your mind right. It's just ridiculousness, man. Between that ad and what's the name ad? That ad and this tweet from Jeremy. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But such is our country. Let's get into some hip-hop beef before we talk about the situation happening on Columbia campus. Hip-hop beef has taken a turn for the worse or the better, depending on where you sit with all of this. For me, I say it takes a turn for the better. Kung Fu Kenny has saved hip-hop. Nobody's cared about hip-hop really outside of Sexy Red this entire year. One line from KDOT. And the world is upside down. Here we have my sis, Tori Nick. She says, Lucian was named in the doc against Diddy. Wow. Everyone knows that's the real devil. So people are wondering, you know, why is everybody coming for Drake? I believe Nerd Nash's take is it makes Drake look better because everybody's piling on. My conclusion is that fuck Drake. Digging his ass. Pause, no Diddy. Let's go to the yay clip.
They say rich baby daddy, it's like Drake has a rich baby daddy named Lucian and Universal.
Wow.
Yo. That's such an effete thing to say. He just effeminizes Drake. Says this is his rich baby daddy.
He's like, you know, like, man, my daddy got it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. My daddy controlled the spins. My daddy got the DSPs. My daddy. Drake has a rich baby daddy named Lucian.
So all of his streams in the number ones is controlled by someone named Lucian.
Well, Lucian work for people who control the banks in Africa. Say rich baby daddy.
Damn. Demick says, I love that Kanye say Drake being a bully, and he jumped in to even the odds. Yeah, I'm with you too. I'm with you too, Demick. I agree. This is Drake getting exposed as an industry plant, the industry plant that he is. You know. He's obviously astroturfed. You know, you play a Ye album and Drake comes on, and you turn on the New York radio and Drake's playing. It's just, he's obviously astroturfed. And it's pretty disgusting because there's way more music out there than Drake's music, and his music's not that good that we have to play it around the clock. And I think we need to have more diversity, equity, and inclusion in hip hop. And play some other records, man. So, Ye has released a diss record, a remix to Like That, and diss Drake. And I loved it. His first line is quite disrespectful and awe-inspiring. And Drake says, let me see if I can remember here now. Let the flow kick in. Can't stop, won't stop. I just effed your bitch in a Sean John tank top. So he takes a Diddy line and a Diddy brand and throws them in there and just shows the utter disrespect for whoever's woman he's talking about. Take that. No. Can't stop, won't stop. I just effed your bitch in a Sean John tank top. Just comes right out and just straight disrespect, using relevance. Just genius. And I really like the record. I love the production value of the new record. It really goes off, and the lyrics are fire as well. Anyway, let's talk about things happening in Columbia. I want to start with this video, and then actually no, let's start with Robert Kraft's statement first. I didn't get a chance to read Robert Kraft's statement, so let's start there. I think that's the best place to start in this situation. And, okay. You see how it just did that thing? It just switched everything to, like, what is going on? I just need to know, like, why my shit won't stay in place. Goal today is $35. Anybody super chat, you are highly appreciated. Thank you in advance for everyone who contributes to the channel. Once again, you are appreciated. Who is this texting me? Okay, cool. It's a trainer for our team. All right. Let me reposition my back here. Oh. A statement from FCA. FCAS.org founder. This is Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism. And he says here, it was through the full academic scholarship Columbia gave me that I was able to attend college and get my start in life. And for that, I have been tremendously grateful. However, the school I love so much, the one that welcomed me and provided me with so much opportunity, is no longer an institution I recognize. I am deeply saddened at the virulent hate that continues to grow on campus and throughout our country. I am no longer confident that Columbia can protect its students and staff, and I am not comfortable supporting the university until corrective action is taken. It is my hope that Columbia and its leadership will stand up to this hate by ending these protests immediately and will work to earn back the respect and trust of the many of us who have lost faith in the institution. It is my hope that in this difficult time, the Kraft Center at Columbia will serve as a resource or security and safety for all Jewish students and faculty on campus who want to gather peacefully to practice their religion, to be together, and to be welcomed. Okay. Shout out to Robert Kraft. So let's take a look at the conditions on campus. Let's pull this one up. I haven't had a chance to watch this video. Let's take a look at this video. Put this on your screen.
We are willing to take you to the math lawn.
I am a professor here. Everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No. Are you not letting a professor go on?
Let him in!
You're gonna let me everywhere.
Why ain't just take the day off? That's the first thing I'm thinking. Like, oh, I can't go to work today. Fuck it. Like, did you leave your laptop inside or something? Is your wallet inside? You know, you got some sort of important meeting. Oh, what's going on here? Why? Yeah, is this a publicity stunt from him? Is he grifting? Because I'd have just took the day off. Well, I can't come in. All right, I'll see y'all later. So at some point, it could be a grift.
All right, no. You're going to let me in any public space on campus, and you know this.
Because I believe Columbia canceled all classes today, so it's not like he got anybody to teach, you know. I think he should have just took a day off.
If you are not allowed there, then you say that you're not allowed there. I am allowed there. And wait, no, listen to me now. You will listen to me.
Damn, he mad.
I rarely lose faith. You know what? I wish you'd let me into my job. Everybody, please.
Who fights to go to work? Who does that? Imagine pulling up at your job and they're like, hey, you can't come in today. And you're like, I have to go in. Like, unless it's like, you know, you're on a commission job or something like that. Why'd you do this? Mike has bad knees. Thank you for the $5 super. He says, this looks like left on left violence to me. That's precisely what it is.
Standing here so people will see. Is that okay, or you're not letting me do it?
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you how the 411 and all this, where all this is headed and where it's coming from. I'm going to give you my opinion in a second.
To the institution and the Malone.
Oh, he's doing a lot now.
Everybody silence. Everybody. Over here, we got the COO of Columbia University, Mr. Cass Hallway. Wait, no. They have deactivated. They have deactivated my card. They are not letting me on campus because...
I don't know what the fuck is going on and why they took his badge away. Maybe because the school's closed for the day or something. I don't know. And how does he know his badge doesn't work if he can't get in? That's what I'm wondering. Anyway, let's go to the next video. This was, I believe, last night or some at some point, maybe, or some point over the weekend. Let's take a listen. And my Hotep ears were tingling. Pause. My Hotep senses was kicking in when I heard a voice. And I want to see if you guys pick up on the voice. Before we see the face, I'm going to play the voice. And I want you guys to tell me if you hear something wrong. Okay? And what that wrong thing is. This is the first crowd participation we're going to have for today's stream. Let's see if you, the audience, are thinking like me.
I feel so loved.
Excuse me. Do you see what you guys are doing to us?
We are going to
Chloe. You see how hostile this is? And you're asking me not to record?
Walk and take a step forward.
Yeah, I absolutely feel threatened.
So that we can.
All right, right there. Anybody picking up what I'm picking up? Anybody see an issue with what we just heard? So before I seen the face, I just heard the voice and I said, uh-oh, here we go. Yes, exactly, chat. Exactly, chat. Yeah. Yes. All right, let's go back to the tape. So my ears heard and I'm like, I already know the race and gender of this person. Or maybe I don't know the gender, but I know the race of this person and I know their sexual orientation or somewhere's about.
Out of the camp.
One step forward.
Another step forward.
And masks? Now I'm starting to question why they're wearing a mask. I'm like, these can't be COVID masks. These got to be identity masks. I think they're wearing a mask basically saying, you know, we want to hide our identity because it can't be for COVID. I hope it's not.
We ask
that you please respect
our privacy and our community guidelines
which you have so far disrespected.
It's always going to be one of these rainbow people. It's going to be a black person every single fucking time. The left has some issue or something going on, you're going to find either an effete black male or one of these university black women every single time. You know, sometimes I feel like they're pushed into that position. Sometimes I feel like they volunteer for this position. Sometimes I believe it's a combination of both where they sort of like are taking charge of things. But it's just like, why are we always picking up somebody else's struggle every single time? And a lot of it, I think, is just grifting, right? They just, you know, they got to get their grift on and feel like an activist and they're bored and they have no life. So you got to go out here and pretend like you're doing something important, right? Like you're changing the world or some shit like that. So it's actually borderline narcissism.
One step forward.
Have you got enough video? Because I look very pretty.
I just said, didn't I just say narcissism? Yeah,
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
You just pick up on things like this. You know what I'm saying? You just pick up on things like this. Somebody said, imagine letting RuPaul lead you in a time of war.
You guys don't have to do this, you know? You're all here because we're here. Why are you getting...
Yeah, definitely, Lauren.
We were here power. Before you came here.
I understand that, but you're doing what
repeat
you're
doing. After me!
You're doing what you're doing. Repeat after me!
I'm bored!
I'm bored!
We would like you to leave!
We would like you to leave!
You just did that for me!
Repeat after me!
Repeat after me!
I'm bored!
I'm bored!
My name's Catherine.
My name's Aiden.
We're just actually trying to have a community meeting in a second.
Right, it's the same thing. Conversation.
And these people grifting too, they could have went and had a meeting at Starbucks somewhere else, you know. They could have went anywhere. They chose to pull up with their cameras and get their grift on. If my back wasn't so fucked up, I probably would have went out there this weekend just to check it out and grift, you know. Nah, I probably wouldn't have. But I did think about it. So who knows what would have happened if my back was functioning properly.
Well, we're asking you nicely.
Why can't we be on the lawn?
Because you're not respecting the safety.
I'm on the.
He's soft as shit too. They ain't got one masculine man out there to lead them. There's not a single masculine man out there to lead these people. All these motherfuckers is fruity as shit.
You know I pay to go here? And I pay for this lawn to be manicured. I pay for the lights to be on.
Ain't gonna be no lawn after this weekend.
And if you're a student, you're also paying for that. And
All right. So what is this, y'all? Where did all this come from? So, like Candace said earlier, Hotel's been told you, right? So if you study history, you would begin to expect events like this to be more frequent. So you have the universities where a lot of this social justice propaganda was handed down. And then you have the socialist organizations that recruit at the universities and create different types of groups. And we've seen the emergence of the Red Wokes, and we've seen the emergence of it just looks like 1950s style racism on the internet, dog whistle racism, just everybody, you know. Matter of fact, let's pull up the Charlie Kirk clip before we get into all of this. Hold on a second. Let me see if we can pull it up. Yeah, here we go.
Created a beast, and that beast has now turned into an anti-white weapon.
Yeah, and that's the reality.
Civil Rights Act, though, let's be clear, created a beast, and that beast has now turned into an anti-white weapon.
Yeah, and that's the reality. And so we just need to fundamentally relook at a lot of our civil rights legal regime. And without that, even though I don't think it's sort of the magic bullet, but I think without that, there's limits to the amount of progress we're going to make.
Let's talk about discourse and dialogue.
So even the critique of Israel by Charlie Kirk, which would have been unthought of during the Trump years, the critique of Israel from Candace Owens, which would have been unthinkable during the Trump years. In fact, everybody knows I was kicked out of TPUSA for being critical of Israel and some of its PACs. But now it's okay. So why is it okay now, but it wasn't okay then? And Thank you. Shout out to Francisco Sanchez Jr., $20 super. He says the Rainbow Collective leads the Western female, whether it's entertainment, fashion, academia, or politics. Rainbow men are the new patriarchy.
Hotep.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
I love that take. Thank you for the $20 super, almost to our goal. Appreciate you, bruv. So if we follow history, and specifically European history surrounding the Bolshevik Revolution and communism as it spreads throughout all of Europe, but specifically Russia. Let's turn this into a history lesson. Fuck it. Let's go to the most trusted source in the world, Wikipedia, and let's type in social democracy. Okay. All right, here we go. Social democracy. Let's see what it says here. So it says social democracy is, hold on, let me bring this up on the screen so you can see it good, good. All right, here we go. Social democracy is a political, social, and economic philosophy within socialism that supports political and economic democracy, right? Let's go to the history of it. Do they have a history section here? Here it is. As Marxism revisionism, social democracy has been seen as a revision of orthodox Marxism. So this is what I was saying, where in order to understand some of this stuff, you'd have to study the history. Okay, here he is. Here's the history. During the late 19th century and early 20th century, social democracy was a broad labor movement within socialism that aimed to replace private ownership with social ownership of the means of production, distribution, and exchange, taking influence from both Marxism and supporters of Ferdinand LaSalle. By 1868 to 1869, the socialism associated with Karl Marx had become the official theoretical basis for the first social democratic party established in Europe. In the early 20th century, the German social democratic politician Edward Bernstein rejected orthodox Marxist ideas about the inevitable progression of history, right? So this is what I was looking for. So you have a rejection of orthodox Marxism, okay? Basically, a disagreement, right? Says here, advancing instead the position that socialism should be grounded in ethical and moral arguments and achieved through gradual legislation reform. Okay, so this is a different take on how to roll out Marxism or socialism. Bernstein's ideas were initially not well received. His party maintained the position that reform should be pursued only as a means to eventual revolution, not as a substitute for it. Yet Bernstein's ideas would have growing influence, particularly in the First World War. Okay. Right. So I just want to point to some of the conflicts to connect this to Colombia. Communists sought to distance themselves from the Social Democracies Association. Okay. This reformist revolutionary division culminated in the German Revolution of 1919. Communists wanted to overthrow the German government and establish a Soviet republic like Russia, while social democrats want to preserve it as what came to be known as the Weimar Republic or Weimar Republic. Thus, social democracy went from Marxist revolutionary doctrine into a form of moderate parliamentary socialism. The Bolsheviks split from the Second International and created their own separate Communist International that sought to rally revolutionary social democrats together for socialist revolution. With this split, the reformists found a Labor and Socialist International, LSI. LSI had a history of rivalry with the Comintern, with which it competed over the leadership of international socialist and labor movement. So basically what I'm trying to show you here is the amount of conflicts within the socialist movements themselves. Okay, and I can go on here and we can continue and see all of the, you see here, it even has a section on internal debates, right? So basically what happens is, one, the socialist or the communist movement begins to gain a lot of steam. And you have a controlled element and an organic element. And the organic element sometimes grows so strong with revolution, it becomes uncontrollable. It goes out of control. That's where the term comes, out of control. So what the socialists do is they'll splinter that group and create a new ideology. And every time they split these groups have less power than the previous one because you split them up. So with the Colombia situation, what we have is, socialism that was a style of socialism that was introduced under BLM, Black Lives Matter, which was based upon race and sexual identity, right? Primarily gender, right? So when the Israeli war kicked off, you had created such an alliance in a socialist movement between the different colors of the spectrum of people of color that when the conflict popped off, they obviously chose the POC. They chose the underdog. They chose the Palestinians. And there's a lot of NGOs, involved in that. So then you see the emergence of the alt-right, right? Like the alt-right becomes stronger. And Candace Owens joins and becomes basically the de facto leader of the alt-right. And Charlie Kirk is spreading, alt-right talking points, et cetera, et cetera. So what happens is they're going to split the socialists up because they've, as you can see, they become a nuisance, right? Like they're at universities and Robert Kraft is like, yo, y'all got to chill out, right? Now, if the right was still on the same accord they were on during the Trump years, they would gain a tremendous amount of power during this period that the left is falling apart or seemingly falling apart. Or splintering, but really the splintering is part of the plan. But it has grown out of control, and they're trying to reel it back in. So because the right would have gained too much steam, they needed somebody to sort of slow it down. That's why you're seeing some of the extremist takes, anti-Israel takes from Candace Owens, who Candace Owens now aligns with the BLM types, which would be unheard of. Previously. So she's in alignment with these BLM types. And it's to stop the progression of the right from growing way too fast. And this is called a balance of power. They allow one group to get really powerful. Another group, the right wingers, didn't have so much power, but they had a president. Now the right is starting to gain momentum, but the left has a president. Then the right's going to come in with their president. They're probably going to lose a lot of power, and the left will be in a rebuilding phase and a reorganizing phase in the next 4 to 8 years. So you're going to see the left begin to fizzle out when it comes to this Gaza situation, because once Trump enters the White House, these stories and reports are going to begin to slow down, right? You're not going to have them as much. During the Trump years, we had attacks on Syria. It seemed like there was one once every month. I don't know. You guys can go look at the numbers. But I remember people talking about, oh, Trump's going to start the wars. And I'm like, he's not stopping no wars. And I remember, just casually looking up, bombings today. And it's like U.S. bombed Syria. But it's not headline news. It's just something that happened and everybody acts like it didn't happen. So that's what you're seeing on the college campus now. What you're seeing is a socialist Marxist revolution or revolutionaries, quote unquote, revolutionaries with too much organic power and the left not knowing what to do about this. So instead of coming in and trying to ease the tension over there, they instead invigorate the right in some ways to alienate some groups of people and to raise the power on another group of people. But the fact of the matter is both sides are working to the same goal, and that is to create more power for Israel, right? And as we all know, America is a satellite nation of the West, as is Israel. London is the financial power of the West. Israel is the spiritual power of the West, and America is the military power of the West. So you can't really take any of these things and, you know, like some people say, oh, Israel is our greatest ally. It's just like, well, obviously it's part of the West, right? It's a huge part of the West. So that's why I don't do the whole, you know, critical of Israel anymore, because the more I studied, the more I realized Israel was an integral part of putting all this together. So what they like to do is, you know, what they'll do is they'll use the chosen ones as quote unquote bait in a way. I think is the best way to explain it. They'll use them as bait. They'll use them as victims. They'll sack them. You know, they'll sack them. If anybody plays chess, you know what I mean by that. But you know, basically want to be very careful when I explain this so that everybody gets it clear. We have a border crisis here in America. Okay. And I told you last week, it seems like everything else is getting attention, but the border, right? So what they do is they put Israel in focus so that they can be victims. And then from that, those victims, they can pass legislation. We saw this weekend, a whole boatload of money just went out to Ukraine and just went out to Israel. So this is all of this quote unquote anti-Semitism, I believe, is part of the power play of the West to bring more spiritual power to Israel and everything that they got going on. And the way they do that is through the mechanism of anti-Semitism. Look at what's happening to these people. We've got to do something about it. The sad part is they've positioned those people to be attacked, to become alienated. And Jewish people were set up. Jewish people on this campus were set up by the powers that be of the West. And that's basically how this whole thing goes. The thing is, it's so multifaceted. It's not as cut and dry as saying, oh, give the right power and the left power. No, it's more like a lot of different things are working in the kitchen at the same time. You know, we got some collard greens working over here. We got some mac and cheese working over here. We got the chicken in the oven over here. And, you know, somebody's over here mixing the sweet tea. It's a lot of different things, and when they bring it together, it makes this beautiful plate. Although that plate does lack soul, and so that's basically what we're seeing right now is trying to create a situation where we might see an event against Jewish people, and then pass high amounts of regulation, blah 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 blah, and then take it out of the news. And then focus on something else until the next election. And then the next election will have something else to focus on. Let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep and your name to 202-596-5631. Hopefully I explained that well. If you have questions, call in and I'll do my best to explain. But yeah, go ahead and hit me up. Text 202-596-5631 with Hotep and your name. And I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial message.